He said, "It is no use walking somewhere to preach unless your walking is your preaching." It's just one of the quotes from a man who simply set out to live God's call for his life, and in so doing, found many who wanted to emulate his path for following Christ. His story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Most of us have heard of St. Francis of Assisi. If you travel here to Assisi, Italy, you can relive the story of a man born in the year 1181.
He was born into a cloth merchant's family and received a vision one day when he was standing in a little church in Assisi called San Damiano.
Heather Villameno shares the story on our tour of Francis's hometown. The young man came from a well-to-do family, but the vision changed his life.
In the main square of town, in front of his own father and all the people watching, he cast off his everyday clothing and he pronounced in front of the square and everyone there that his father was no longer his father, that from here on out his father was he in heaven.
Francis wore the brown garment of a peasant and left the city for the surrounding countryside.
He went out into the mountains of Mount Subazio and started to attract followers, and with no intention ended up founding the Franciscan order.
St. Francis's tomb is in the basilica here that bears his name. This is a beautiful medieval city, but some changes took place here when an earthquake hit in 1997. People living in the old city moved to the flatlands below as their homes were repaired.
And in that time frame, they realized, wow, life is much easier down here. And going to the supermarket doesn't require a 20-minute uphill hike in steps, because we have no shortage of these wonderful steps in Italy.
So most residents made their permanent home below, and the historic homes became places one can rent. It's a fascinating city that shares the story of a man of faith and much more. Traveling the countryside in Assisi, Italy, I'm Andrew McCray.